After a 3-year debacle in testing for lead in school drinking water, Delaware has a $3.8 million plan to remove the harmful metal from fountains and faucets. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on the proposed solution that even critics of the state's performance say is a good way, despite the delays, to protect kids, staff, and visitors.
In April 2020, Delaware won a $200,000 federal grant to sample water in K-12 buildings. But the testing was done by poorly trained custodians, and the public wasn't informed of results until last fall. The results were troubling, too. Lead was detected in most schools and was so high in about 20% of them that about 150 fixtures had to be shut off. The state spent another $1.5 million to retest, but Education Secretary Mark Holodick isn't waiting to remedy the situation. He secured $3.8 million from lawmakers to put filtering stations in schools.
This is a shot of adrenaline into the system to get districts moving in this direction very quickly. We need to work toward non-detectable levels at all consumption points.
Roger Holt oversees Smyrna School District operations. His district is eager to add more filtering stations for the 6,000 students.
They're extremely popular. It's chilled water and it's filtered, and they are allowed to, carry water bottles in the school, so they enjoy being able to bring their water bottle and refill it throughout the day as they need.
Amy Rowe of Lead Free Delaware has been a frequent critic of the state's testing protocols, but she likes the fix.
Delaware spent 6 extra months and $1.5 million to resample all these schools to prove something that we already knew, which was that we had lead in the drinking water and we needed to do filter first. So, we're getting to where we need to be.
The money should be available July 1st, so kids can expect to see more filtering stations when the new academic year starts in August. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.